Joining me now is a first-time guest. I think sometimes I find out I've actually interviewed people that I didn't think I had, but that's what happens when you run literally hundreds and hundreds, in some cases thousands, over the last few years through your news desk. But I believe this is my first time to interview Marlee Hornick. Hornick. Marlee, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Yeah, this is my first time. You're correct.
Okay.
Marlee Hornick.
Am I saying your first name correctly?
It's Marlee, Bob Marlee.
Okay, I thought it was at first, and I thought, well, maybe that's not right, but I was trying to rely on my phonics to get it done. Well, thank you for being with us. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure. I'm the director of New York Citizens Audit, which is an all-volunteer organization, obviously in New York, a group of freedom-loving, liberty-loving patriots from across New York State, hundreds and hundreds of us who have been doing an open-source audit of the New York State voter database and also doing some comparisons with the county voter rolls as well. So we just thought, you know, there's probably nothing to see in New York State, but let's just take a look while we're here. And we have found millions and millions of registrations that clear violations of New York State election law and federal election law as well, federal civil rights law also.
Wow.
So we're looking at a pretty hot topic here. We're looking at basically what we're seeing is that the database is being manipulated. We have hard evidence of that. And we've been working with law enforcement agents across New York State. We're meeting with sheriffs. We're meeting with DAs. We're meeting with SIU of the state police. We're meeting with people all over the place and showing them we have a problem. The database is compromised.
The database is compromised. Now, what is your background? Are you?
I'm a homeschool mom.
Okay.
Actually. I had a lot of time available to put onto this. And because in New York State, the lockdowns were so severe and the mandates were so severe, we had people coming into our organization who should have been making seven figures doing auditing, data analysis, research.
Because they were out of a job?
Hmm?
Because they were out of a job?
Yep.
So they were out of a job, so they said, well, let me get involved in this. So you were able to get some of the brightest people who you said should be making seven figures. They were able to come work for you because they were out of job due to COVID. So what you're saying is you've put some serious brain trust behind this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we've done a lot of research. We've looked at all the different databases. We look at the raw data. We don't download spreadsheets from the Board of Elections. We go straight to the raw data. And I'll tell you something. Our analysis from the 2020 general election shows clearly that no official sources match in their accounting of what took place in that election. The Secretary of State, their official numbers don't match the State Board of Elections' official numbers. They don't match the precinct counts, and they don't match the county official numbers. And the deficit is actually 338,356 more votes cast than voters who voted in the 2020 general election. That's before you even look at the irregular and ineligible registrants, the millions of ineligible registrants that we have uncovered inside the database.
Wow.
So it's like your checkbook, right? If your money in doesn't match your bank statement, you audit. It's just normal.
Yeah, so you sent over a graphic. I don't know if I can get it online here fast enough. You sent over a graphic, though, that says that your findings show that 2,427,827 New York State voter ID numbers attached to 1,170,790 registrants. What does that mean?
Well, under New York State law, and this is true, I believe, in every state, but particularly in New York, election law is very clear. You can have multiple county board of elections ID numbers if you move from one county to another, but for your entire voting life, you can only ever have one state board of elections ID number in New York. Even if you leave the state and come back, they have to update your registration with your new information. They can't add another State Board of Elections ID number. That's because it's as sacred as your Social Security number. That is the vote to which your vote, I mean, that is the number, I'm sorry, to which your vote is attached. So So if you have two numbers, or like Mr. B in the Bronx, if you have 21, you can cast two, or you could cast 21 votes.
So
with the
same
personal identifying information. Right?
I did find the graphic.
Same name, date of birth, and address.
Wow. I did find the graphic. Look at this graphic, guys. 987,490 voters who registered on January 1st from 1900 to 2021. You got some old voters there. Is that what that means?
Well, it just means that they registered to vote on a date when federal offices and state offices are closed. So they couldn't possibly have registered to vote on January 1st. And that brings up a couple of issues that the New York State Board of Elections doesn't really want to talk about straight on. What they say is those January 1st registration dates were default dates from when we had to change from paper registration to electronic registration database, right? So there were some people, we just didn't know their date, their registration date, or in some cases, their date of birth. And so we just entered a default date. The problem with entering a default date is it's false. So when you have false information inside of a database that is critical national security infrastructure, right? This is the state voter roll database for federal and state elections in New York. This is not kindergarten, folks, right? This is not about who plays nice in the sandbox. This is a national security issue.
Yes.
And this database is carefully protected by a network of state and federal laws that ascertain whether or not this database has ever been breached. They protect it and they demonstrate if it's been breached. And so when you have all these January 1st registration dates that are supposedly a default, like nearly a million false dates inside that database, there is no one who can say with certainty, once they're dropped in there, what the real date was. I can't say it. You can't say it. The State Board of Elections commissioners, they don't know what the real date is. And there's no way to know if all of those were originally transferred or if some of them have been created since then. What we do know is that the State Board of Elections in New York has the ability and has had it for 20 years since they turned the database electronic to send those folks a postcard. Say, hey, if you don't let us know, come by the office. You know, we'll fix up your reg. Come by. We'll get the right date in there. You just let us know. But if you don't, you're going to be inactive. You're not going to be able to vote in the next election.
Wouldn't that also mean, correct me if I'm wrong, wouldn't that also mean, though, if they registered on January 1st, which you can't do because it's a holiday, but if they registered on 1900, are we to believe they're still alive and voting?
Well, that's another issue. We have another category of ineligible voters we've identified. We call them the age discrepant voters. So we don't really know exactly how old people are when they die, unless you can look up all the death records. However, we do have 20,000 people registered to vote and active in the rolls in New York State who are older than the oldest living human in the United States of America. So that we do know. Who of these other folks may be deceased? That's a big research project. And we haven't really focused on it, honestly, because the number of dead people voting compared to the number of what we call clones, that's the folks who have more than one registration ID number, is pretty minimal. It's still fraud.
Yeah, let's go to the next minimal. One. 1.9 million. I'm assuming that's what the MM means, right? 1.9 million
yep.
registrations in the state voter rolls missing from the county rolls.
Yes, and that's a really big deal, actually. You wouldn't necessarily know it's a big deal if you haven't read New York State election law. But under New York State election law, the county voter roll databases are the only place where registration records can be added, changed, or canceled. So the State Board of Elections has no authority to create voter registrations. It's their database, NYS Voter, is considered the official record for the state of New York, but it is nothing more than an umbrella for each of the sets of data that the counties continually update, live time, real time updates. So as soon as they enter somebody into their county rolls, they're immediately updated in the state database.
Well, let's look at this next one. Before we run out of time.
Hold on, because that's That's 1.9 million registrants that can't have been created according to the law. They don't exist in the county, but they're in the state database.
So they shouldn't be allowed to be on the system then?
Well, the problem is nobody knows how they were made. And when you have voter rolls that are clearly inaccurate and clearly violate state law in the way that they were created, now you have a problem. When you go to certify an election, you can't claim with honesty that that election is accurate. The certifier has a positive and affirmative duty under the Constitution. Certification has legal meaning. It means I personally, and as in my official duties, attest that this election was accurate and in compliance with the law. So those facts and figures you're looking at there, they prove that the New York State Board of Elections is dealing with a database that has millions of material violations of the law. Whether they did it or someone's hacking in, we don't know. But before you certify, you have to investigate. You can't say it was accurate. If you don't know that the database has been compromised and you certify, that's perjury, because you're claiming it's accurate and you never looked at it to make sure. If you do know the election isn't accurate and you certify, that's perjury and fraud.
Well, and you have here in the conclusions over 1 million felony violations of New York City or New York State election law, over 1 million felonies?
That's correct, because all of those excess State Board of Elections ID numbers are felonies because they represent possibilities where individuals or corrupt officials can add votes, can inject votes into the election results at scale.
Notice quickly here, 625,359 more registrations than voting age citizens in just six counties.
That's true. Yeah, we have 62 counties and six of them. I think Nassau County on Long Island is 155% registered to vote. Erie County is 145% registered to vote. These are outrageous numbers, and this is just their data. All we're doing is addition and subtraction on their database, and then we're looking at the census.
Look at these two more before we run out of time. 740,396 ineligible votes statewide. 338,356 more votes cast than voters who voted in 2020. So you got more votes than voters.
This certification was a fraud. You cannot certify a provably inaccurate election, because our elections are supposed to be sacred. The choices and the will of the people is supposed to be reflected in those who are put in those positions to sign bills into law.
Absolutely.
And they weren't. Absolutely. They were not accurate. And no one knows who the real winners were. That is a huge problem during a time period in American history when there is so much contention between political parties.
Absolutely. Throw up her name and organization real quick under her name again. What is your website?
It's auditny.com. Auditny.com. And if you look us up on any platforms, any social media, it's New York Citizens Audit News.
Okay. Give the website one more time.
Auditny.com.
Wow.
And you can sign up there to volunteer. You can sign up to help us with our resolution for an end-to-end audit of the 2022 general election, because frankly, these are the results from 2020, but you know what? Nothing changed. We brought all this evidence to our state officials, the Board of Elections, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State. They never even responded. Nothing changed in that database, and they administered another election.
Well,
and there's no way the 2022 was provably accurate. And mm-hmm. So we're calling for an end-to-end audit based on these absolute egregious violations of the law.
Well, if those elected officials got there through voter fraud, then they're probably not going to look into voter fraud.
Well, I agree. And we have had a lot of resistance. That's true. But like I said, we are now officially, there are so many people in New York who are saying to themselves, this just doesn't add up. What we are looking at as policy priorities in New York State, you know, the ability to run a medical experiment on our children and tell them it's okay to change gender. You know, if you cut off a girl's breast, she never has a choice later in life to breastfeed a baby. And that should be a crime. But that's a policy initiative, a priority in New York State. Gender reassignment.
Absolutely.
You know, all of this stuff, it's terrible. And people are looking at each other like, this doesn't add up. And so now, like I said, we're working with sheriffs. We're working with DAs. We are working with officials all over New York State. They are coming out of the woodwork and saying, you know what? We want to hear from you guys. We want to meet. Let's talk. We want to know what you found, and we want to know if it's actionable.
Absolutely. Great report. You've got our text. If you need to come back for anything, any other breaking news, you're welcome back. Great report. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great interview. Marlee Hornick checking in tonight, first-time guest, and I'm sure she'll be back. Great report. Great graphics, too. Very easy to follow and understand, right? At Homeschool Mom, we got involved. Yeah, great example for all of us. All right, that's our report tonight, the Lindell Report. Brandon House in for Mike Lindell, who's out on business. He's running around the country and making phone calls and talking to people about the RNC election. So, again, happy to sit in for him, honored to sit in for him. If you like what Mike's up to and what Mike's doing and this platform and this whole network, well, we need your support. And you can support Mike and this broadcast network all at the same time by going to MyPillow.com, using that promo code L77, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code L77. It also works at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com, please. Use that same promo code for savings and to support Mike's work, L77. Don't forget about the My Coffee there that's so popular, and you can get a subscription to that, medium, light, or dark roast. It's non-GMO, not sprayed with pesticides, organic. And the coffee pods are there too, whole bean or ground already. You'll find it all at mystore.com. Use that promo code L77.